The title is, He Was With One Foot in the Occult. And to that, Padre Pio exclaimed, but that is heresy. And it's the case of Frederick Abresh. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to this channel on Padre Pio. And here we present a series of short stories on the life of our great saint. He was a Capuchin friar, he was a mystic, and an incredible miracle worker. So do stay tuned to find out more about Padre Pio and also to see what his intercession could do for you. And do also be part of this Padre Pio apostolate and be tremendous if you can help by liking our video and sharing this video with your friends and with your colleagues. Just a quick reminder that we have a Mass every Friday dedicated to Padre Pio. We bring your intentions to Padre Pio in this Mass. To have your intentions included, just enroll them and see the video on the end screen how to do that. In the story, the case of Frederick Abresh is seen as quite a milestone in the list of conversions by Padre Pio. Now, Padre Pio actively sought people's conversion. A little bit of background. Frederick Abresh was German by origin, and some years before he had turned from Protestantism to Catholicism. But it was not entirely sincere. And for him, in fact, it was more a matter of convenience than of conviction. And so because of that, Abresh had no problem going in for studies of the occult, which of course robbed him of all of his peace. And every now and then he would go to church, kind of compelled to do that by his wife, and unwillingly he went along. His wife was a devout Catholic and also a follower of Padre Pio. And then one day, urged by his wife, Abresh made the journey to St. Giovanni Rotondo, there to meet our holy priest who supposedly did all of these extraordinary things. And their first meeting took place, so this was December 1928. And Abresh was initially completely indifferent to this until he went to confession with Padre Pio. And then things were about to change for him in his life radically. And Padre Pio told Abresh that in previous confessions that he had done, he'd actually held back certain grave sins. So Padre Pio was aware of this. And then Padre Pio asked him if he was really serious about doing this confession. And Abresh tried now to justify himself by explaining that actually he didn't consider confession. It was just a useful convention, he said, but not something, he did not accept it had a supernatural nature. So it kind of excluded our Lord from confession. Padre Pio's expression when he heard this, he became extremely stern and sad. And then Padre Pio cried out, but that what you say is heresy. And he told Abresh that all of his communions had been sacrilegious because of this, and that he had to start all over again from scratch, from zero. And so much for his supposed conversion. Abresh would have to prepare himself by going back to his very last good confession, whenever that may have been. And then Padre Pio went off to hear others' confessions. Abresh, when he heard this, he was totally devastated by these words of Padre Pio. And it had such a profound effect on him that he couldn't even recall any of his past. But imagine if that had been one's final judgment, something like this, something serious crops out. And he was completely stumped. And when the priest returned, he found the poor man was still in the state of utter bewilderment. Padre Pio then went ahead and took the initiative, and by a series of careful questioning, he proceeded to parade Abresh's entire life before him. It was like some sort of a spiritual projector was being cast onto his life. Abresh was witnessing his own life, and it did not look so good. So Padre Pio now finished off by saying, "You have been singing a hymn to Satan, while Jesus in his divine love has been breaking his neck for you." And after this crystal clear reading of his soul, of Abresh's soul, he now started to feel a deep sense of repentance. And when he left the confessional, he was pardoned, and a sense of unspeakable joy and rejuvenation filled Abresh. And so that is the difference that one sincere confession can make. But things did not stop there. Another miracle or two was required, was to follow. And if Frederick Abresh's wife had been the first person to encourage her husband to go and to meet with Padre Pio. And now it was unfortunately her turn, and she found herself in this very tricky, very difficult, painful situation because doctors were advising her that she needed a particular operation. But the side effects of that operation would be that it would prevent her having children in the future. Mrs. Abresh was not at all happy about this, because she ardently desired to be a mother. And so Frederick went and asked Padre Pio's advice on this. Padre Pio thought for a moment, and he prayed a little bit, and then the priest advised, no operation. From that moment on, his wife began to feel completely cured. So that was the first miracle. And then 2 years later, Padre Pio predicted to Abresh and his wife that they would have a son who would one day become a priest. And that prediction was also fulfilled exactly to the letter. And so this was considered one of the significant milestone conversions that Padre Pio worked. Next time on this channel, we're going to look at how tough was our saint. So would you be able to resist having an operation without anesthetic, without anesthesia? Well, let's find out if Padre Pio could. And for what reason would he do that? And just a reminder, if you're new to our channel, then do subscribe to our channel. And you have to click that reminder bell to receive notifications of future videos as they come out. So please go ahead and do that right now.